Risk response planning. A key step in acquiring sufficient funds for supply chain risk management and for risk responses is to highlight that designing a secure supply chain, one that can keep functioning despite disruptive events, is a form of supply chain resilience. You don't want to lose the ability to keep products and information flowing during a disruption because part of your cost management initiative has been to eliminate disaster planning. Every company buys insurance as a prudent investment. Risk response plans are investments like insurance. The organization needs to invest in resilience. Deciding on risk responses starts with selecting a basic type of response for each identified risk, bearing in mind that what is needed is a best cost risk response. While this means that the individual response needs to be cost effective, it also means that the organization needs to use the funds it has allocated to its risk budget wisely. This might mean that some risks get no response or a very inexpensive response. Once basic responses are selected, if a proactive response is called for, individual risk response plans are developed. The organization then generates a risk response plan and summarizes all plan responses in the risk register. Basic risk responses. An organization can take four basic responses for any identified risk: accept, avoid, exploit, transfer, share, and mitigate, enhance. The response in parentheses is the equivalent response for an opportunity. Accept is a passive response for either a threat or opportunity, while the rest are all types of proactive responses. Each type is defined as follows. Accept. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines risk acceptance as a decision to take no action to deal with a risk or an inability to format a plan to deal with the risk. In addition to risks that cannot be dealt with through planning, risk acceptance is often the strategy for low probability, low impact risks or risks that have high costs for a proactive response. For example, sovereign risk includes the risk that a government could nationalize an entire industry. For each country the organization operates in, it will have to accept this risk. If the risk is considered significant, it could avoid or transfer the risk by not working in the country or by finding an outsourcing partner in that country. For opportunities, accept means to do nothing to make the opportunity become more likely or have a greater positive impact. Avoid. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines risk avoidance as changing a plan to eliminate a risk or to protect plan objectives from its impact. For example, some pharmaceutical companies do not develop vaccines because of the risk of lawsuits from harmful side effects. For opportunities, the response is to exploit, which is the opposite of avoid, meaning that you invest as much time and money as is feasible in order to realize the opportunity. Transfer. Organizations can move the resource or financial effects of a risk to a third-party organization, such as an insurance company or a supplier. This requires purchase of insurance or bonding or contractually transferring risk to an outsourcing partner. However, not all risks can be transferred, such as risks to production schedules for core competency activities that define part of the process's total end-to-end lead time, for example, critical path. For opportunities, the response is to share, which transfers some of the benefits of the opportunity to ensure that it can be realized, for example, by partnering with a specialist to add capabilities. Mitigate. Organizations apply preventive measures to reduce the probability and/or impact of identified risks. Proper design of facilities and processes, employee training, and compliance management are all examples. For opportunities, the response is to enhance, which means increasing the probability or impact of the opportunity. This might mean adding more personnel to a task, for example. Responding to supply chain risks. Strategies to address supply chain risks should include a risk response plan and risk response planning. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines these terms as follows. Risk response plan, a document defining known risks including description, cause, likelihood, costs, and proposed responses. It also identifies current status of each risk. Risk response planning. The process of developing a plan to avoid risks and to mitigate the effect of those that cannot be avoided. Risk response planning needs to be fully integrated into the organization's regular business processes for it to be effective. A way to achieve this integration is to perform regular progress reviews and risk response plan update meetings involving staff from a number of areas. Meeting outputs should include assignments of specific responsibilities to individuals. The risk response plan is a living document that should be revisited regularly, such as at weekly or monthly meetings. The status of planned actions is tracked at these meetings and signed off on once completed. New items can be added as new risks arise. Some organizations will choose to combine the risk register and the risk response plan, generating just one large spreadsheet. In either case, some responses will require additional detailed plans of their own, such as a business proposal or project documents. Exhibit 7-13 shows an example of a risk response plan. Exhibit 7-13, Risk Response Plan Example. Risk responses can be implemented in one or both of the following types of risk response plans. Preventive action. A preventive action is any risk response that occurs before a harmful risk event occurs. The intent is to respond proactively rather than wait until an urgent response is needed. Contingent/corrective action. A contingent action is any risk response that occurs during a harmful risk event or after it has occurred. The intent is to minimize the monetary, physical, or reputation damage from the risk event. A contingent action is called a corrective action when it involves responding to risk events related to variances from a plan. The intent of a corrective action is to get back on plan, for example, back on schedule/budget. Given a set of risks that are considered significant enough to warrant a proactive response and an approved action plan to address the risks, the risk response process may involve the following actions. Preparing preventive action plans. Implementing the preventive action plans. Preparing contingent/corrective action plans. Coordinating supply chain risk management and transferring/sharing risks among supply chain partners. Generating preventive action plans for each risk to be mitigated. The primary function of a supply chain is to keep goods, information, and payments flowing through the network and arriving in the right numbers at the right time and in good shape. Therefore, the significant risks to supply chains are events that might disrupt these flows. Exhibit 7-14 provides a high-level overview of key supply chain risks and some possible preventive action plans for each. Exhibit 7-14, examples of significant risks and preventive action plans. Preventive actions can lead to easier implementation of contingency plans. For example, an article by John Kaminsky highlighted how a city government in Nebraska addressed river flooding. An administrator for the city said, "Following the flood of 2011, we took advantage of FEMA mitigation funds to build berms around water and wastewater plants. After struggling to keep plants dry in the 2011 flood, in the 2019 flood, we simply raised the floodgate, turned on emergency pumping, and had to do nothing else. Mitigation plan and project work perfect." Note that FEMA stands for the U.S. Federal Emergency Management Agency.